An update from the Justice Department in a court fight with the former president, Lisa Brady, Fox News. At issue, the documents taken from the Trump estate in Florida earlier this month, with the Justice Department now saying it has finished a review for documents that might be off limits.
The Justice Department identifying a, quote, limited set of materials that potentially contain attorney-client privileged information, as former President Trump insisted when the raid was carried out. This comes from a court filing after a judge asked the DOJ to provide under seal a detailed receipt of property to show documents taken from former President Trump's home were, quote, pursuant of the search warrant executed. The judge has issued an order saying she's inclined to grant the request for a special master to review the documents seized.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. A hearing on that Trump special master request is set for Thursday. Members of the UN's nuclear watchdog agency are heading to a power plant seized by Russian troops months ago in Ukraine, as each side blames the other for fighting near the plant.
The Kremlin says that this trip is necessary, but warns that this will not lead to the creation of a demilitarized zone. For months, experts with the International Atomic Energy Agency have tried to enter the site that is currently under Russian occupation. The site was temporarily kicked off the power grid, and international experts warn of the constant threat of continued fighting, shelling targeting two neighborhoods in Enerhodar, which wounded at least 10 people near Europe's largest nuclear power plant.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Kyiv. Nearby residents standing in line over the weekend for iodine pills in case of a spike in radiation levels. Ukraine was home to the 1986 Chernobyl disaster that sent radiation throughout the region. The White House, meantime, reiterating its call for Russia to agree to a demilitarized zone around that plant. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
More than 6 years after eight members of one family were shot to death in Ohio, the first trial is getting underway.
After a pandemic delay, jury selection begins in Ohio, where 30-year-old George Wagner IV faces charges out of Pike County in the 2016 killings of eight members of the Roden family, seven adults and a teenage boy near Piketon in southern Ohio. Investigators say the murder stemmed from a dispute over custody of a child that Wagner had with one of the victims. Wagner's parents and his brother Jake Wagner also charged. The brother and mother have already pled guilty in plea deals in the case. George Wagner IV faces the death penalty if convicted. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A man's in custody in Detroit, suspected of randomly shooting at people, hitting at least four and killing three yesterday morning, including one person waiting for a bus, another walking a dog. This as other weekend shootings remain under investigation in several states. One near a highway in Arizona left two people dead, five wounded, including police officers who returned fire. The suspect was later found dead. So was the gunman in a grocery store shooting in Oregon, where two people were killed. A British rock Walker, citing gun violence as one reason for leaving the U.S.
Mama, I'm coming home.
Ozzy Osbourne says that he plans to return to his native England because he doesn't want to, quote, die in crazy America. The 73-year-old singer telling The Guardian that, quote, I'm fed up with people getting killed every day, while also alluding to school and mass shootings. His wife Sharon telling the outlet that America isn't the United States anymore, that there's nothing united about it, adding that it's a, quote, very weird place to live right now.
Fox's Mike Gunzelman. The Osbournes putting their L.A. estate on the market this summer. Stocks are lower, extending a Friday sell-off, but for now, not by much. The Dow's down 28 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.